go rebuild my church, which as you can see is falling into ruins. These are the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi from an image of Christ on the crucifix at San Damiano in 1205 AD. These same words inspired Peter Doan, the host of the program you're about to hear. Peter challenges all of us to rebuild not the brick and mortars of our church buildings, but our personal faith and relationships that will rebuild and strengthen the church. Now here's today's program.
Welcome to our radio program called Go Rebuild My Church. My name is Peter Doan, and along with my wife Leslie, we're excited to be with you today as we explore ways to put into practice the words spoken to St. Francis of Assisi by our Lord Jesus, Go Rebuild My Church, and how this theme is relevant to the church today. Leslie and I have recently launched a lay apostolate called Encounter Jesus Discipleship Ministries. You can learn more about us and our passion for renewal in the Catholic Church by visiting our website at www.catholicdiscipleshipministries.org.
Our passion for renewal was ignited when we came home to the Catholic Church 12 years ago, and that is when we heard the call to rebuild and joined efforts with many other renewal movements within the church. And hopefully, through the ministry of this radio program, we can provide pathways for you as individuals, as well as parishes, to join the rebuilding process and experience renewal. Now, if you're joining us for the first time, we have initiated a series that we believe is so critical to rebuilding and renewing the American Catholic Church. Our series is called The Call to Return to Biblical Christianity. And we've been on such an exciting journey, Peter, into the Acts of the Apostles, where we've been rediscovering the characteristics that made the early Christians such a powerful force. This call to return to biblical Christianity is challenging each of us to consider these characteristics and how we can start to live them, first in our own lives, next in our families, moving into the parish level, and yes, even at the national church level. So in our last four programs, we discovered how a new society or civilization was formed among the early Christians. It was marked by four distinct dynamics, and as we all know, those dynamics caused this group of people to change the world.
Yes, it did.
Peter, for our listeners who are joining us for the first time, let's quickly highlight these four dynamics again.
Thank you, Leslie. Yes, for sure. In the Acts of the Apostles, we see at the end of chapter 2, a new society literally emerging because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In this new society, or as John Paul II used to call a civilization of love, it was marked by four very distinct dynamics that made these new believers different from all the culture that surrounded them. And those four dynamics were, as we've talked about these last 4 weeks, the power of God was upon the believers. Secondly, generosity became a hallmark for these believers. Third, joy, praise, table fellowship, and favor marked them day to day in their daily activities. And then finally, the capstone, Leslie, is explosive evangelization took place among them.
Well, our focus last week for our listeners was on that fourth dynamic, explosive evangelization, which began to take place. And the scripture teaches us that the Lord began to add to them daily. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Those who were being saved. Peter, what do we take away from the fact that this evangelization was sparked by the Lord himself, that he was adding to them daily? Is it possible that this can happen again?
So, Leslie, that evangelization was a capstone of what had been happening previously to it. And the way I see it is that the Lord's pleasure was so overwhelming that evangelization began to take place as a result of these first two chapters of Acts. Logic should tell us that we must duplicate, right? But in a 21st century context, the spirituality, the focal points, the structures, the teachings, and yes, even the relationships that were modeled for us in those first two chapters of Acts.
Well, we talked a little bit about our model, which is in Jesus, and we discussed a strategy that he gave us for the church to really reach a maximum number of people. We want to really target those people that are most open to hear and receive the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we did share with our listening audience a scripture where Jesus looks at the crowd and he sees how they were harassed and helpless. And we noted that the words in the Greek New Testament describe how they were broken by life's circumstances. So Jesus is actually directing us, isn't he, Peter, in these scriptures to reach out to people who are harassed, broken, the castaways of society, those who are addicted, the hurting, and those who are down on their luck. Mm-hmm. So what can we conclude from this?
Well, what we conclude, Leslie, is going back to even Jesus when he started his ministry in the synagogue. Remember, he quoted this verse from the Old Testament, and it's worth for all of us, our listeners, you and me, to remember that scripture. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's chosen me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed and announce the time has come when the Lord will save his people." You can see in that, Leslie, that he's speaking about broken people, the poor, those that are oppressed, those that are kind of in spiritual chains. Jesus is telling us the target. And we know that this kind of outpouring of the Holy Spirit that we see in Acts 1 and 2, this Pentecost and this new evangelization, is not just a pipe dream. Because as we mentioned last week, Africa, the African church, is leading the way for us to show that the new Pentecost and the new evangelization can work, yes, even today.
Well, personally, you and I experienced this during the 70s. We actually experienced a new Pentecost, and it was evidenced by explosive evangelization on the college campuses all across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with this movement or this new Pentecost, the press actually labeled it the Jesus Movement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And on our campus, we were part of a small group of students who had dramatic conversions, who had encountered Jesus, and then we grew exponentially. It was amazing. The Lord added to our numbers daily, and it grew into a vibrant fellowship almost overnight.
Yes, yes, it did. So we can see, Leslie, that this new Pentecost, this refreshing that comes from the Holy Spirit, is key to the renewal and the rebuilding of the church. It's seen in Scripture, and it's even been called out by recent popes. We've mentioned John the 23rd, St. John the 23rd, implored the whole church to pray this way in preparation for Vatican II, asking God to send that new Pentecost. And Benedict the 16th called for the whole church to pray for renewal of baptism and confirmation and to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
So for more than 40 years now, there's been a strong and continuing emphasis coming from the popes on the need of the church to experience today a new Pentecost.
Absolutely.
And so at this time, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we return, we'll summarize how the first two chapters of the Acts of the Apostles give us a framework and an interpretive key which will move us forward to rebuild and renew the Western Church in the 21st century.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a ministry reaching out to Central Indiana and beyond. We have information available about what's happening in parishes here in the Hoosier Heartland, as well as access to the latest from Rome, plus apologetics and authentic Catholic teaching. We are your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to our radio program, Go Rebuild My Church. We've been discussing how a new society was formed when the church was born at Pentecost, and how these first two chapters in the Acts creates a framework, an interpretive key for all rebuilding and renewal that needs to take place in our Western Church. Peter, let's jump in now and talk to us about those essential factors that create the framework so we can move forward.
Right. So in completing this overview, Leslie, of the first two chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, we can't overemphasize the importance, the place that these chapters play in the rebuilding and the renewal of the church here in America. And I like to picture it this way. After you get past chapter 2, you've got chapters 3 through 28 in the Acts of the Apostles. And I look at that as a kind of like a painting. And the chapters 1 and 2 are the frame of that painting, because we see the Holy Spirit through Luke giving us an interpretive key. So chapters 1 and 2 become an interpretive key to really fully understand Acts chapters 3 through 28. As we venture into the rest of this book, I like to call it a field manual for the rebuilding of the church. We must carry these chapters 1 and 2 with us as they teach us to interpret.
I think that's why we're spending so much time on chapters 1 and 2.
Correct.
Because of the importance that they play. And mm-hmm. I really like, Peter, your analogy of the books of Acts. I have never thought of it as a painting, and then chapters 1 and 2 being the frame of that painting.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be great to specifically share, what are those key elements, Peter, that you have found in Acts 1 and 2, that those are those things that we need to carry through in order to understand the beginnings of the church and its growth in the first century?
Yes, Leslie, they really stick out. So let's do that. First of all, the first point is the preeminence of the Holy Spirit. In the Acts of the Apostles, there are literally 56 references to the Holy Spirit. By comparison to other portions in the New Testament, the special significance of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts is definitely demonstrated. Take, for instance, the first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There's 68 chapters there, and only 34 references to the Holy Spirit. With these 56 references in the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts can be called the book of the Holy Spirit, kind of.
And that's why the Holy Spirit is preeminent.
Exactly. So in this framework, we find in chapters 1 and 2, it begins with the importance of having a deep relationship with the Holy Spirit. The second point is that evangelization always follows the infilling of this Holy Spirit. So going out to be Jesus' witnesses comes after Pentecost and after the coming of the Holy Spirit. You remember in Acts chapter 1, when Jesus was getting ready to ascend into heaven, he told the disciples to wait, that W-A-I-T, that they had to wait, and wait for what? That Pentecost would come. And then after being filled with the Holy Spirit, St. Peter led those 120 that were in the upper room at that time into the streets of Jerusalem. So that's the second point, that evangelization comes after the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The third point, and this is the last one, it's real simple, that discipleship is a must, Leslie, for the new believers. Discipleship is a must for the new believers. The new believers that came forth on the day of Pentecost, those saved on that day, are not sent out like the 120 were from the upper room, right? The apostles placed them, as we've talked about, in small groups in the Acts of the Apostles at talks to them about them being house to house.
Right, they went from house to house.
Yes, and then they begin to catechize them with these four building blocks that we've been talking about. Number one, the apostles' teachings. Number two, fellowship. Number three, the breaking of bread. And we've pointed out that the definite article is before breaking bread. So the breaking of bread referred to the Eucharist, and by inference, that penance was very critical to the building of these new believers into disciples. And then finally, the prayers. And again, the definite article is there, which means it's referring to liturgical prayers, but also private and public prayer that we see, for instance, throughout the Acts of the Apostles taking place. The oral tradition then, deposited in the apostles by Jesus, Leslie, is now deposited in those new believers, and they become that new society that we've talked about, that civilization of love.
Well, we had an experience this week that really actually demonstrated for us how this framework practically can be implemented.
Right.
So we had the privilege of being invited to attend a renewal ministry called Encounter School of Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So we were invited there to be a part of the prayer for the individuals that were enrolled.
Yes, by Tom Ponchak, who we've interviewed here before
right.
about that ministry.
Right. We highlighted his ministry in an earlier program. And it was really a wonderful time to really see this fragment, this framework in action. So we saw that those three key elements are actually being used by the Encounter School of Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, they are waiting. They are waiting on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is definitely preeminent in all the materials that they mm-hmm. presented. And then they're being prepared. So they're actually entering into a discipleship relationship through the School of Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And they're being prepared before they're being sent out to be witnesses and bring the love and healing of Christ to all their networks. Mm-hmm. And it was really a wonderful time for us, wasn't it,
yes,
Peter, to see that framework from mm-hmm. Acts 1 and 2 actually in action.
Yes, and it's just a little, it's a seed and it's an inkling, but it's a reminder to us that this new Pentecost and this new evangelization is percolating. It's not, obviously, it's in fruition in some of the third world countries like Africa and the Americas and also China and some of those countries, but it's also a reminder that the Lord is putting these seeds in the hearts of his people here in the American church.
And didn't you have the opportunity to attend one of their conferences 2 years ago, was
yes,
it?
Yes, I went there in Toledo, Ohio. They had their national conference, and it was exciting to see bishops there and to see priests and deacons and religious and about 2,000 laity that were focusing on these things that we're talking about in the Acts of the Apostles.
Okay, so it's time for another short break, so please stay with us, and when we return, we're going to lead our listening audience in a special invocation of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You're listening to Go Rebuild My Church. This program is underwritten in part by Willie and Deborah Wood, in memory of their parents, Woody and Joyce Wood, and Bill and Elsie Brooks. Catholic Radio Indy thanks the Wood family for their support.
Ever since we've been on the air at Catholic Radio, we've always wanted to have billboards, but they just don't fit in our budget. And since you'll probably never see a real billboard for us, I'm going to ask you to do something, to imagine one. In your mind, picture a large, empty billboard. Yeah, that's it. Now pick a background color, any color at all. Okay, then across the top of your billboard, put just two words, Catholic Radio. Make them really big. Then, below that in even bigger letters, put 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Wow, that's a great billboard. Now, if this billboard were real, all of your friends and neighbors could see it, and they'd know all about Catholic Radio. But since it's only an imaginary billboard, we're going to have to depend on you to tell your friends about Catholic Radio. Remember, Catholic Radio 89.1 and 90.9 FM. Oh, and by the way, nice choice on that background color. It really looks good.
Welcome back to our radio program, Go Rebuild My Church. Today we're continuing our series, The Call to Rebuild the Church here in America, through the restoration of biblical Christianity. In our last segment, we discussed how the Holy Spirit becomes the key to extending the kingdom of God through a renewed church. We shared how the first two chapters of the Acts of the Apostles have become an interpretive key for all rebuilding and renewing of the church.
Leslie, this essential call to rebuild really stirs my heart, and I know it does yours. It reminds me of the time when the Notre Dame Cathedral burned. Do you remember that?
Yes.
It was about 2.5 years ago. And
yes, we were all glued to the television watching it.
Oh boy, we were just dumbfounded by it. And it became a prophetic message for some to the church for the need for God's people to rebuild and renew the church. And one of those people that interpreted that way was one of our favorite cardinals, Cardinal Sarah from Africa. And he addressed French leaders shortly after the burning of Notre Dame. And he said a couple things that really stuck with me. And I'd like to mention those. First of all, Cardinal Sarah said, "The church is only of interest because she allows us to encounter Jesus Christ." He said, "She's only legitimate because she passes that revelation onto us." He went on to say that when the church is overburdened with human structures, it obstructs the light of God shining out and in through her. And he finished that first part by saying, the church should be like a cathedral. Everything in her should sing to the glory of God, and she must unceasingly direct her gaze toward him like the spire of Notre Dame pointed towards heaven. And then he said this final thing that really got my attention, and it had that whole rebuilding concept that is what our broadcast is all about. He said, "My dear friends, we must rebuild the cathedral. We must rebuild it exactly as it was before." And I like this next part that he says, "We don't need to invent a new church." I think we all need to remind ourselves of that. We have to let ourselves be converted so that the church can shine once more, and so that the church can once more be a cathedral that sings to God's glory.
Well, this quote affected you deeply, didn't it, Peter?
Yes, it did. And it reminded me also of the book that I was just finishing writing at that time called Encounter Jesus, Transforming Catholic Culture in Crisis. And that crisis that I talked about in my book in the Western Catholic Church demands a radical response. I mentioned in my book that the word radical isn't something to be afraid of, because the literal meaning of that word means to go to the root, from the Latin word radicalis. Acts chapter 1 and 2, as we're talking about today, Leslie, are the root systems of our church.
And Cardinal Sarah's quote is actually incorporated on the cover of your book, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
As well as a picture of the cathedral being rebuilt.
Yes.
So It definitely inspired you to continue to finish the work that you had started with your book.
Exactly right.
And if anyone's interested in ordering Peter's book, please feel free to visit our website, where you can contact Peter and get more information about his book.
That's www.CatholicDiscipleshipMinistries.org.
So now, as we wrap up today's program and this focus on Acts chapters 1 and 2, we are really committed to making this practical for our listeners and for giving you ways that you can join us in the rebuilding process. Peter, where do you think we should start?
Well, I think a great place to start, Leslie, is to introduce the Litany of the Holy Spirit to our listeners. And the way that we want to introduce it today is that we want to pray that litany and make that a part of us summing up everything that we've been saying about the Holy Spirit. When we first came back to the church, I was in a meeting where this litany was said, and I said, "Wow, that's really powerful, because it brings out to our understanding all the different things that the Holy Spirit does in us and to us."
And why we should wait for the Holy Spirit. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay, so are we ready, Leslie?
Yes.
And we're going to make this as a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Litany of the Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy on us. Father, all-powerful,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, Redeemer of the world,
save us.
Spirit of the Father and the Son, boundless life of both,
sanctify us.
Holy Trinity,
hear us.
Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
enter our hearts.
Holy Spirit, who art equal to the Father and the Son,
enter our hearts.
Promise of God the Father,
have mercy on us.
Ray of heavenly light,
have mercy on us.
Author of all good,
have mercy on us.
Source of heavenly water,
have mercy on us.
Consuming fire,
have mercy on us.
Ardent charity,
have mercy on us.
Spiritual unction,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of love and truth,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of wisdom and understanding,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of counsel and fortitude,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of knowledge and piety,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of the fear of the Lord,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of grace and prayer,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of peace and meekness,
have mercy on us.
Spirit of modesty and innocence,
have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, the Comforter,
Have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, the sanctifier.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, who governs the church.
Have mercy on us.
Gift of God, the Most High.
Have mercy on us.
Spirit who fills the universe.
Have mercy on us.
Spirit of the adoption of the children of God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Spirit, inspire us with horror of sin.
Holy Spirit, come and renew the face of the earth.
Holy Spirit, shed the light into our souls.
Holy Spirit, engrave thy law into our hearts.
Holy Spirit, inflame us with the flame of thy love.
Holy Spirit, open to us the treasures of thy graces.
Holy Spirit, teach us to pray well.
Holy Spirit, enlighten us with thy heavenly inspirations.
Holy Spirit, lead us in the way of salvation.
Holy Spirit, grant us the only necessary knowledge.
Holy Spirit, inspire in us the practice of good.
Holy Spirit, grant us the merits of all virtues.
Holy Spirit, make us persevere in justice.
Holy Spirit, be our everlasting reward.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Send us thy Holy Spirit.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Pour down into our souls the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world.
Grant us the spirit of wisdom and piety.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful.
And enkindle in them the fire of thy love.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful Father, that thy divine spirit may enlighten, inflame, and purify us, that he may penetrate us with his heavenly dew and make us fruitful in good works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of that same spirit lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So, Leslie, we want to entrust this litany to our listeners today. And we will be linking this litany to our website that we've mentioned, www.CatholicDiscipleshipMinistries.org. If you'd like to join us in invoking the Holy Spirit on our lives and on the church, or you can just do a search and you'll very easily find it. As we move on to look at the spiritual brick and mortar to rebuild our Catholic Church in the West, taking lessons from the Acts of the Apostles, may we, Leslie, ever be mindful to lean into, depend on, and be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. Like someone said, we're all leaky vessels, so we always need to be refilled again, right?
That's right. All right, dear audience, thank you for joining us today. And as we seek to connect you as individuals and parishes to the rebuilding and renewal of the Catholic faith here in America. And if you'd like to hear our past programs, just go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and press the big blue button in the top left corner of the webpage and make sure to become a regular listener of Catholic Radio Indy. Goodbye
and keep the faith.
You've been listening to Go Rebuild My Church with Peter Doan. Podcasts of this program are available at www.CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.